There's the bell, and that means we're back. Welcome to this episode of SC Charter Chatter, a podcast dedicated to charter schools across South Carolina. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Kevin. We are presented by the Public Charter School Alliance of South Carolina. A really great episode for you today, so let's get to it. All right, really looking forward to today's conversation. Great guest, Mr. Jimmy Lamb. He is the founding board member of GoCHER Charter Academy in Cherokee County, a brand new school that just opened in August of 2023. That's in Southern Cherokee County there in the upstate. GoCHER Academy serves students in kindergarten through sixth grade and will eventually serve students in seventh and eighth grade as well. So, Jimmy, thank you for joining SC Charter Chatter today.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Absolutely. I'm excited as well to share more about kind of your journey to opening this school and share a little bit more about GoCHER's journey and what they're about there as they serve students and families in the upstate of South Carolina. All right, before we get specific about GoCHER Charter Academy and that journey, I want you to tell us a little bit about what led you to the charter school world and why it's a good fit for you personally.
So, you know, early on in our process, and for me, I've been involved in schools locally just as a volunteer, kind of doing mentor programs with kids. And and on a personal level, you know, obviously my daughter went to an elementary school here, and I saw how things were moving in what I call the traditional public school world. And I didn't like the direction that we were going in a lot of cases. And assuming that bigger was always better. And so as we had some opportunities here, you know, as a small community, our kids are being raised in a small community with small community values. Mm-hmm. And I personally chose to raise my child in a place like that. And so I thought it was important for them to still be involved in a small community and to feel involved and to feel connected in a place like that with the same kind of values that we're trying to raise them in. And so we had, obviously, there was some talk locally about closing some schools and merging into larger schools. And I read studies and things like that to try to educate myself on that aspect, because I think there are good people and well-intended people on both sides of that belief spectrum, sure, if you will. And they're well-intended, but we felt that keeping things smaller was just a better environment for them. And I've seen here, volunteering for the years that I've been here, seeing the needs of this unique type of community and these type of kids. And their need for small groups and to be included and have adults who are advocating for them. So for me, you know, I thought, well, what other options do you have outside of traditional schools? Well, and like many people, you know, a couple of years ago, I didn't even know what a charter school was.
Right.
I had no idea. I thought it was a private school. And when I started learning about charters and the benefits that they provide to kids, I thought, you know, this is definitely the way that we need to go so that we in our local school as parents and as community members could advocate for our kids and have a little bit more direct involvement in what's going on in our schools with our kids every day. And so when I found charters and the benefits that charters bring, I just thought, you know, this is a no-brainer. This is absolutely the way to go.
And I think we see that in other areas of South Carolina, for sure, where it's small towns and communities in different pockets of the state. And, you know, they want to keep those values and beliefs and not necessarily outside entities come in, but, you know, they want to encapsulate them. They want to continue what they have there. So that's awesome. So let's get into a little bit about GoCHER. You know, we've talked about the journey that you've been on and the learning curve that you've been on, and you mentioned a little bit just there. So GoCHER Charter Academy has recently embarked on this exciting new chapter in Cherokee County. Tell us more about the vision and goals of the school and the road to get to this inaugural school year, Jimmy.
Our road has been interesting for me and for our planning committee and our board. It's been important that we do things that have a lasting impact. And not to sound cliche, you know, but we always say, hey, our kids are our future. And that's not just lip service.
Right.
You know, for us, we thought, how do we impact the future of our county and the future of our kids and our kids' lives? Because they literally are our future. And as we sat down, we thought about, you know, where do we want our county? We're a small rural county. And where do we want our county to be? And what could our county benefit from in 5, 10, 15 years? And these kids. And so we really did go at this with a focus on the future. How can we improve the future of our area while still maintaining those small community values and bridging those things? So for Gocher, you know, we say we want to prepare our kids not only for the future, but we want to prepare our kids to go out and make a better future for them and for everybody else. So, we wanted to provide an area, access to our community for high-quality education where otherwise they may struggle with that. And in a small environment where those kids feel included and the parents can feel and be involved. So we wanted to start out, obviously started out as a small school, and our intent is to continue to keep that population small, even if we grow out into bigger grades in the future, still keep small campuses, if you will,
right.
To have those kids sort of feel connected. So we thought a lot about what, you know, we're seeing a lot of growth here.
Sure.
Industrially, a lot of businesses coming in as we're kind of seeing that gap merge between Charlotte and the Greenville-Spartanburg area along I-85. And for our county, it's important that we attract good businesses to sustain and improve things in our future economically. And we talked to several of those companies and asked, what do you need from this area? What do you need to see? Obviously, they need good employees. And those current employees to affect today want to have good quality schools to send their kids to. And then certainly as we grow out, we raise good kids that will become good employees and hopefully good employers and just have a long-term impact on the whole county, the community in general.
I love the intentionality that you guys have put behind this. This does not come together, you know, easily, and it does not come together quickly. It is a process. It is a long road, sometimes a bumpy road. But I think that's the journey. I think it should be that way, frankly. It can't be easy because if you want to put together something that's quality, like that's your word, which
right.
is absolutely correct, it takes effort. It takes planning. And sometimes that is bumpy and sometimes it's difficult. But I think in the end, it serves you to have that quality product. And in this case, education for sure. You know, we should have mentioned this maybe off the top. Do you want to tell folks why Gocher? And why it's Gocher Charter Academy?
Sure, yeah. Speaking to the point of our road to get here, early on, several years back, the local district had started down a path to close and to consolidate many of the small community schools into larger schools. And I understand, you know, the intent, the thought process,
sure.
maybe that they have there. But when we researched studies, we found, you know, studies show that smaller schools were better for kids and everything measurable. So we, as a community, wanted to pull together and make a place to keep our local school and to keep our kids here locally in a place where we could do that. So we had an opportunity when they closed and they merged our school into a larger school. We had an opportunity to access the former school building. And, you know, we're in a great spot. We sit in the corner of three counties in a rural area of all three of those counties, just outside several small towns. So we wanted to keep that small school feel and that local community involvement and opportunities for those kids to interact in their community. So we were able to kind of start our process and get our hands on the former building there and start pulling all that together. So it's been a long journey. You know, we kind of joke and say we bought the building three times, which is
right,
to an extent,
right.
you know, that's the truth. And so when we got the building and we ran through these hurdles, there were a lot of things, a lot of lessons kind of learned during that process, but we had a very strong commitment from some high quality educators and good community leaders locally to do some things to make sure that we can make a difference here and impact this community. You know, we've seen, and not only for the school itself, but as a small community, studies show that when small community schools are closed, that those communities often go into decline and they never recover.
Sure.
And we wanted to make sure that that didn't happen here.
Absolutely. And I think you touched on this briefly, and I want to expand on it just a moment here. But what is it about charter schools in general that you think attracts students and families?
Yeah. So, you know, for me, in many areas, I think parents feel stuck.
Sure.
If for lack of a better term, they feel stuck. You have very few choices that most parents even understand are available to them. Mm-hmm. So you either have to send your kid to the school where you're zoned for, and if you don't like, you know, how that school is going, or you don't feel like that's the right fit for your kid or your family, you're kind of limited in those choices. And you know, certainly parents have choice, and we saw that here. The former school here, a lot of parents from all over the county wanted to sign their kids up to come to the former elementary school here. You know, you can sign up for school choice, but if those schools are full, those school districts can deny you moving your kid. And then your choices are limited. You can send your kid to private school, which many, and I would dare say in our area, most parents just can't afford.
Right.
But they're looking for a place to send their kid, where their kid feels welcome and can prosper and can grow and learn in an environment where they feel safe.
Yep.
So most people don't know about charters, but as they learn that, you know, a charter is an opportunity for them to do just that. They can send their kid here once they learn and understand that they can get what I call a private school quality, high quality education for free in a public charter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so it allows, you know, and for us locally and the other schools that I've talked with, the parents can be much more involved than oftentimes you get to be in a traditional public school.
Right.
So it's just, you know, it's a good home family environment, a good opportunity to kind of, you know, as we talk about here, taking care of the whole child and the whole family, just bring all those together. So once people understand that charters are free,
yep,
it's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, I think it continues to be one of our biggest hurdles of making sure that the general public just is aware, right? And we understand as a sector, as a movement, that, hey, listen, we know that charters aren't for everyone, and that's okay. But we do want them to be educated and know what they are, and in some cases, more importantly, what they are not, what they aren't.
That's right.
But the public, open to all and free to all, is what they are. All right, so that, I think that's a great segue to my next kind of question for you. And tell us a little bit about GoCHER and the unique opportunities and programs that the school offers to its students and how these align with the broader charter school movement in South Carolina.
Sure. So, you know, one of the biggest advantages that I see in charters is, you know, traditional public schools are kind of bound, you know, in a, not to call them cookie cutter schools, but they're kind of focused and they're all structured very, very similar. And charters can kind of reach out and do things differently. I spoke with a local news reporter who talked to me recently about her experience as a child in a small elementary school as a kid. And she was kind of being left behind until she met a teacher who found out that she learned a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And that teacher impacted her life and completely changed the way that she learned and focused on that. So those are the things that we want to do here. And so as GoCHER, one of the things that we're doing that's different than any school in the state is we have used scouting through BSA as our character education program.
Right.
But it's not just character ed. It allows our kids to be involved in all types of learning opportunities that you would not see in a traditional public school setting. So, for example, this weekend, you know, our kids are doing a family camp out on the school grounds all weekend. And during that event, they're going to be touring the fire station and looking at fire trucks, learning about fire safety.
Nice.
They're going to be learning first aid and just kind of do some hiking trips and learning about some local history in our area. And they're going to visit some historical location and meet with our local historical society and learn about kind of some of those things that took place here. So
right.
Just a whole weekend environment. And so doing BSA for us, you know, we saw the things that that program brings into, you know, the character piece and just the advantages that that offers and how that helps to kind of relate academically to student achievement and student performance. So that's one of the big things that we're doing.
Right.
It's been good for us. As a small community, we really want to focus on family and the family unit. And we found that BSA does that very well for us. There's a lot of family activities and things. So it helps us to do life skills and kind of prepare those kids for the future and helps them to form lifelong relationships. As a small community here, also, we're working at an elementary level to introduce our kids to opportunities for service opportunities was a big thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
So introduce our kids to service opportunities for other people in their community, as well as, you know, just geographically, we're located just down the road, just, I don't know, 5 or 6 miles from Limestone University. So we've been able to form a good relationship with Limestone to have our kids involved there and hopefully channel those kids to their Scholars Academy.
Right.
Which was huge for us because in a small, you know, rural and high poverty community, a lot of those kids don't have access to a college education without opportunities like that.
Sure. Well, that is all very exciting, Jimmy. I think it's just an incredible foundation that you're laying there for Gocher and for its future and for the students' future and everything that you're doing there. Like I said before, just intentionality and purpose. I love what you guys are doing there. I love the fact that at the elementary level, you guys are getting students engaged in the community. We see that a lot in our charters with the high school level, but I love it that you're going to head and taking it a step further and doing it at the elementary level so that they learn about being involved in their community early on. So they carry that all the way through. You know, we mentioned the innovation of charter schools, being flexible charter schools. That's obviously very big for charter schools, being able to do that at the local level. And we know right now it can be very difficult to hire and retain those high quality teachers that we want. So what's that process been for you guys at Gocher as a new school, and how have you been able to bring those high-quality educators on board?
For us, we've been, I think, maybe more than some schools, we've been very, very fortunate. Obviously, early in our process and with the consolidation of schools, we had some high-quality teachers who were both here at a previous elementary school or at other schools in the county, and they were they didn't like the direction that the district was going. So we almost, you would say, had an advantage in a ready pool of teachers that were looking to move somewhere different where they could have a little more voice, if you will, and
sure.
a better direct impact or direct involvement in the direction of a school. So, you know, being a small county, a small community, we already had contacts, and some of those teachers we directly reached out to and said, hey, we're looking at opening this school. This is what we want to do. What do you think? We almost had them, you know, we had more interest than we could handle early on. So we were fortunate.
A good
there.
Problem to have.
It really was. You know, the only bad thing about it was we just couldn't hire everybody.
Right.
So, you know, you had a lot. You know, there are things that I think as a charter, you've got to figure out is kind of, you know, the retirement piece and benefits and things like that,
sure.
that really at the end of the day do impact them. We're fortunate. We do have a couple of brand new teachers, you know, first year, and you see that a lot, I think, in charters.
Right.
But we had a few that were retirees that just came back and they had been involved here or in the area before. But we had, you know, I was surprised to see teachers that were interested in working here who had 10, 15, 20 years in the retirement system. And they walked away, you know, from state retirement to come here. We did try to make that process easy for them.
Sure.
As we met with vendors, we wanted to seek vendors who would work with our teachers and understand, you know, help them to understand what opportunities are available to them and make sure that we were putting, you know, their future and their needs at the forefront for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So kind of switching gears here just a little bit. I want to talk about the Save Our Schools group that you're involved in. And I believe it's shown significant interest in keeping Gocher open and exploring charter school options. So what challenges or opportunities have you encountered during this journey, and what's some of the advice that you would offer to other communities that are maybe looking to preserve their local schools that might be similar to the Gocher or the Cherokee counties out there in South Carolina?
From the beginning, this was really important for me because we had been involved directly with these kids for years and had seen the needs and the benefits that a small school provides for them. And I understand, you know, often districts are just forced to make decisions based on the bottom line. If you can't afford to keep something open, you just can't. And so, as I mentioned earlier, they're you know, good people and good intentions on both sides of that. But for us, we felt that was important to keep this community school open for the benefit of these kids and for this community. I think educating the public on what it is that you're doing is a challenge. You know, we had people in the public who felt like we were going to cause their taxes to increase because it was, in their mind, a new school,
right.
adding another school, and sort of getting over those hurdles,
sure.
So that people understood, you know, what you bring,
what you don't bring
to the table, and that, yeah, what you don't bring, and what it, you know, how that affects them directly,
sure.
You know, as an opportunity, we saw. I always share that for our community and for our school, you just have to be here to see it or believe it, because we are almost at times overrunning with volunteers and just community support, that people are willing to come in and
right.
and do things. We did a community cleanup day for the old building on a Saturday morning in the rain, and so, you know, Saturday mornings are tough,
sure.
anyway, but especially in the rain.
Right.
And we had like 50 volunteers that showed up from the community, meaning. Of those people didn't have kids in school, don't have grandkids in school. They just pitched in.
Wow.
So I do think, you know, if that is something that you're looking to do and preserve a local school, look at your options and rally the support of your community. That's probably the first biggest thing. And then, you know, find out, you're going to have a lot of people who say, I'll help you. And they're behind you until it comes time to dig in and do the work. So make sure that you really do have the right team on board. I think in our process, we're just fortunate. We had some high quality educators and former school administrators who were able to help us, bridge kind of our knowledge gap, or mine specifically, not having been involved in the school world. They were able to help us understand those moving pieces. And we brought in some consultants that do charter schools. That's probably another, if I had some advice for somebody who's looking to start a school, was make sure that you have someone who has charter school experience. You know, early on, and we talked often about traditional public schools are different than charters. And so making sure you have somebody who understands
right.
the difference in the charter world. You'll get used to that term in the charter world. You know, we don't have to do this. And because we would, you know, in those meetings, we would talk about things, and people would say, well, you can't do that. And then it's like, wait, this is the charter world. In the charter world, you can.
That's right.
And so having those people that have experience in charters is important. I think, too, don't lose your sense of community, but don't let that cloud your purpose. So, you know, for me, it was a little about the community being involved here and keeping a small community school. Not just for the sake of keeping a community school, it was important to identify early on and to know that we're doing things to impact the future, and we have to focus on the future, and don't lose that perspective. Every day, the future walks through the doors of your school, and it's important to remember what you want that future to be, and keep working in that direction.
Well said, Jimmy. I think that's great advice for anybody out there listening that's really thinking about it or moving toward opening a school in their community. Wise words there. Well, Jimmy, thank you. We know you're a busy man, so we're going to let you get going here and get back to it. Thank you for sharing about GoCHAR and about the journey to open GoCHAR Charter Academy.
Thank you for having us.
That wraps up this episode of SC Charter Chatter. My thanks again to our guest, and many thanks to you for listening. Make sure you subscribe to SC Charter Chatter, so you don't miss our next episode when we highlight another charter school and charter school leader from around the state. As always, thanks for listening and the all-around support. Be sure and follow us, and don't forget to leave us a 5-star review. Let us know what you think of the show. Our email is podcast@sccharterschools.org. You can also share topics or ideas for the show. Again, podcast@sccharterschools.org. Be sure and follow us on our socials at SC Charter Schools, and remember to use the hashtag #MyCharterSC. Until next time, I'm Kevin.